So it's the end of day two of Computers in Libraries. And it's been a long day, so I want to try to give a recap. I've blogged a lot over the last 2 days. Yesterday, the keynote was Jeffrey Phillips, which I really enjoyed. He talked about innovation. Though I heard today that some people thought, we're doing that. And that's probably true, that libraries and information centers are doing the things that he talked about, but there are many that aren't. And so I appreciated his thinking on innovation. And if you're a librarian or an information specialist who's working with business people, his presentation will be right on the mark. Anyway, yesterday, good stuff all around. Nice to see some buddies that I haven't seen in a year. And that's one of the themes, I think, of for me for this year is that conferences are about content, but conferences are also about people and buddies. In my circle, there's a certain level of friend that's a buddy. And many of my buddies are from conferences. These are people that I see once a year, sometimes twice a year, and then more frequently on social media. These are people who understand what I do, who understand where I've come from professionally, who I can turn to for advice. And so Computers in Libraries is one of those conferences where I catch up with buddies. And that started really on Tuesday night. Today's Thursday. And I moderated a track today, so no choice in what I got to see. My track was on 21st century systems and talked about Google Plus, being a systems librarian, open source, a variety of topics, all well done. Learned from every presentation. One presentation, the one on Google Plus, actually used Google Plus and their Hangout feature for part of the presentation. One person presented through Google Hangouts. And so today the lesson was that no matter what session you go to, you're going to learn something. And whether the person's a good presenter or not, you're still going to learn something. So if you go to a session and the person isn't a good presenter, still listen. Still pay attention to the slides. Pay attention to what's coming out of their mouth because there's something there for you, especially if the person's a keynote. They were picked to be a keynote for a reason, so listen. Conferences are also about doing fun things. They're not all work. And through the fun things, you meet people and you make better connections with them. And so that's tonight. Tonight was a reception for the speakers, which is always fun, even though I only get to go for about 15 minutes. And why only 15 minutes? Because tonight was also a recording of T is for Training. And that's a group of buddies. This is us recording for about an hour and talking about the conference, but talking about other things, making connections in thoughts, but making connections personally. And then the thing I just came from was Battle Decks. And Battle Decks is a certain presentation style. It's done primarily for fun, and it was fun. And now I'm going to another social event with a group of friends, new and old, and a few buddies. So the themes, go to sessions, learn from them, make friends, make buddies, make connections. Those are the things that conferences are made of. Those are the reasons that conferences exist. Take advantage of them. Don't just stick in your room. Don't just stick by yourself. Get out there and do. That's it.